guess we gotta be on track.
Right. I suppose. Anyway, welcome to week 1024 of the Crankcast. Ooh, I got all vocal fry there for a second.
Hello.
Hello.
You like this setup?
I mean, it'll work. I don't know. 40 minutes just feels kind of limiting.
Like, well, I know you like to talk a lot.
I mean, even 45 would be better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that way we'd have a tight 45, you know? But now we're going for a tight 40, and it's not going to be very tight. And it's just going to cut off on us. I wonder if we can start up another meeting right after this one ends.
I think you can.
Huh. Anyway. So I was queuing up something else out of my jukebox hard drive. And right next to the thing I was queuing up was, I forgot that I had some Dive Bar EPs. And I decided to listen to those again. But then I was kind of searching just to see, like, whatever happened to them.
And, yeah.
I guess I didn't know, or maybe I did know and forgot that they had a full length that they put out.
Yeah.
So I just went hunting around online. I found a on like a promo site or something, so I listened to that. And it was good. It was a lot more mature than the EPs.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's probably because I wasn't part of it.
Were you on a second EP? I think the other. I think you were gone by that time, weren't you?
Yeah. I said that's why I was. It's probably because I wasn't part of it.
Right. But I'm saying, like, it sounded a little more mature than even the second EP, you know?
I didn't know there was a second EP.
Yeah, it's called, what the heck is that called? I will tell you as soon as I pull my music thing up. Backroads?
No, that's the one I'm on.
Oh, I thought you were on three songs.
Oh, now I'm confused. Yeah, three. I'm on three songs. Okay, so Backroads.
Yeah.
That's an EP? I thought that was their album.
It's just five songs. They called it an EP.
Oh, so I didn't know they made an album then, apparently.
Yeah, it was called Somebody Else's Number One, or Someone Else's Number One. And that came out in early 2009.
Wow, I didn't know that.
But it was good. I mean, Kelly's got a really strong voice.
She does.
I like the songs where she sings better most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Although, In the Running is still a really good song.
I agree.
From the EP. Our second EP.
But I always thought their songs were good.
But the full length, and I guess this just comes from also, I mean, at this point they'd been together like 5 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It lost some of the fun that was in the EPs, like the energy, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
It turned a little more into what you'd expect to hear, like, say like a Roadhouse or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A little more mellow, a little more bluesy. Actually, they're too upbeat. A movie Roadhouse, I guess I should say, instead of an actual real live Roadhouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still good, just not as energetic or something. I don't know exactly how to put it. But I did find also in the course of just trying to see what happened to him or whatever, I found a concert from the Hard Rock Cafe. From like,
oh, really?
2012 or 2013?
No.
And I found that on YouTube. And it was fun to watch. You know, it was weird, though, because they hardly interact with each other on stage.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, like, Kelly would look around like she's trying to, but everybody else was just sort of, like, focused on their own thing, you know?
Yeah.
That was kind of weird to watch, but I was like, okay, well, that's cool.
That didn't surprise me. I mean, I know when I was... You mean I definitely didn't interact.
Mm.
But, you know, I thought that was just me.
Yeah, apparently it's everybody. I remember I saw, when you were with him, I saw you once or twice.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember much about it because I was at a bar and I was probably drinking quite a bit. Mm. But yeah, so did you keep up with them, like, after you were out?
Not really.
Hmm. Because I didn't.
Why?
They're not a band anymore, are they?
I don't think so, no.
Because I couldn't find, like, their website was down. or unavailable. I think it hit like a landing page or something, like they gave it up.
Mm.
And I couldn't really, I mean, part of it's that name is so generic.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not calling them generic. I'm saying that the word itself is so generic, it was hard to find out much information about them.
You know? I mean, it was like that when we had it. It was kind of hard to find the band if you were doing a search.
Yeah. It was still kind of hard to find a lot of things in 2004, you know? Even if you had...
Yeah, I guess so.
Just things were different 20 years ago. I don't know, like... I don't even know if any of them are still in Chicago or anything, you know?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because, I mean, they were all transplants anyway, right? Like everybody practically in Chicago, it seems like.
I don't know where Eric was from.
Oh, I think he was from, like, Champaign or something. I saw that on the promo thing.
Yeah.
And, I think...
I'm not sure how they found him anyway, so...
Yeah... He was a good keyboard player. Oh, I did see
him. He was very good. He was probably the best musician in the band.
I saw information on him. Turns out he's a copyright lawyer.
Figures, yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, just thought I'd bring up Dive Bar. I don't know. Because I was just listening to it yesterday. So.
Yeah. I like those songs.
Yeah. A lot of fun. Little bluesy, little country.
Yeah, a lot country.
Kelly's almost got like a Motown voice though, too.
I guess. I never thought of it that way.
Hmm. Anyway, what you been up to?
Oh.
How was your birthday?
I mean, not great.
Oh.
But it wasn't bad either. I wasn't worried about dying.
Well, that's good.
I didn't do anything. It wasn't special or nothing. We had our nephew in town staying with us.
Oh, you brought that?
Yeah, we went to the graduation party, which, you know, I was struck by the whole thing while I was there. It's like, did they do graduation parties where you were from?
We might have had a dinner, like just being the family or something.
Yeah, the concept is foreign to me. And I was thinking while I was there, it's like if my mom had a party for me at my house and put up basically a shrine to me, I wouldn't have shown up.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have.
I would have either stayed in my room or walked a mile to the mall.
I probably went and hung out with friends or something. I don't actually remember, to tell you the truth. I know my grandparents and my parents and my aunt, I think, were all at my graduation. And I can't remember if my uncles were or not. But
well, that's a different thing, because, I mean, the party was their commencement's this Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like a whole different thing.
Yeah, I didn't have like a party or anything. Just dinner.
Yeah. After, that was strange.
Like dinner after the graduation or something.
Yeah. Well, that makes twice I've not done anything my birthday to go to a Nelson graduation party. So.
Okay.
I'm tired of it.
They gotta stop scheduling their parties around your birthday.
Yeah.
It's inconsiderate, really, if you think about it.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
I mean, like they even know, right?
that's the problem with kids these days. They don't appreciate when my birthday is.
Right. I mean, hasn't that always been the problem with kids, though? They didn't appreciate your birthday?
If there's ever been a problem with kids in our history, it's that they don't appreciate Mike Norton's birthday.
I feel like I should have something more witty to say. I've been watching a bunch of riff tracks.
Well, the thing about that is they're not always the best.
No, and I find that when I watch them doing one of a movie I actually like,
yeah,
I tend to like them less, I think.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Because they did.
It really comes off as very dad-ish. Like, they definitely don't know what it is they're saying. They're just reading a joke off a piece of paper.
And also, when it's just like Mike and his wife, I like those less.
Yeah. And I love Mary Jo, but I'm not a big fan of the when they do theirs, you know, the Bridget and Mary Jo ones.
Those two are funnier together than Mike is with Bridget.
Yeah.
I think, you know. Because, I remember Mike did a one with somebody else that wasn't part of the Riff Trax team, and it was just those two, and that wasn't as funny either.
Was it John Henson that he did one with?
I can't remember.
He's done a couple.
But
I know he did the Spider-Man 3 with somebody else. It may have been, he did one with Weird Al. Was it Weird Al?
That's not what I'm thinking of, but that actually sounds like it might have been funny.
Yep.
But yeah, they were doing Charade with Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, I definitely haven't seen that.
And that's like a legit good movie, you know?
Well, they've got tons of ones that are good movies, and it's like, this. I don't know if this is the concept that you guys, you know, pioneered.
Yeah.
The whole point was to mess with bad movies.
Well, and then the other one I watched was the actual proper Three Guys, but they were doing It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. I mean, some of it was funny, you know, but a lot of it I'm like, come on, you know? And then they cut out the whole Clarence part.
What do you mean they cut out the Clarence part?
Okay, so from the time when Clarence shows up to the bridge and then shows him what his life would be like without, if he hadn't been born or had died earlier or whatever, and then to the point where he comes back from all that, and he realizes he's back in the real world and gets all happy and starts saying hello to everybody or Merry Christmas. Like, they cut out all that middle section there. At first I was confused, because they just did a sharp cut, and they were like, oh, well, I guess Clarence had the $8,000.
That's most of the movie, isn't it?
Well, it's like the point of the movie. I mean, because the rest of the movie's like, I mean, that's like the last two-third, or last third of the movie, I guess. Because the rest of the movie is just showing George Bailey's life, essentially. But I looked it up, and I guess apparently It's a Wonderful Life has a really weird copyright situation, where the movie itself has fallen in and out of public domain a couple times.
Oh.
But the part that they cut out has some music rights issues, but it also, it's the part that was taken from this book that somebody else owns the copyright to. And apparently, I don't know, it's like a different licensing thing if you want to show the whole thing or something like that. So, yeah, but it was just, that was really weird because I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know they were going to do that.
Strange. So, kind of a Nosferatu situation.
That's not public domain? I would have thought it would. I mean, because that was like 1920-something, wasn't it?
No, I mean, when it came out, it was, they sued them because it's a Dracula ripoff.
Oh, I see.
And so, you couldn't find it for the longest time. They thought it was lost.
When did Dracula come out? I would have thought that would have been in public domain by the time Nosferatu was made.
No, like, Nosferatu came first.
The movie?
The movie did, yeah, because it's a silent movie.
The Dracula book's really old.
Yeah, the Dracula book came out, and then the Nosferatu movie came out.
Okay, I'm not...
Because it was...
Go ahead, I'm sorry, I'm just confused about
not understanding?
Who sued who?
Bram Stoker sued them. Actually, his wife did.
Okay, so that's what I was asking. Like, I didn't think that book had come out that late. I thought that book was much older.
It was. Well, I mean, not long enough that they weren't alive.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I thought that was like, I don't know.
Well, this is his widow, so he was dead, so it was that long.
Like early 1800s or something. You know, whatever. Okay. I gotcha.
I mean, I think Nosferatu came out in 1920, so it's like, it's not that long.
Right. I guess if it was like published in 1890 or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was confusing.
Yeah, well, we're good at that.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, that's I've just been doing that and working and trying to, you know, figure out my next steps. This Kickstarter stuff is kicking my ass. I know everybody's waiting for this thing, and I'm just like, I don't know how to do this.
I wish I could help, but I have no clue. I've never, I mean, the most I've gotten close to a Kickstarter is, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody said, well, just do this or just do that. And I'm like, you don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could ask Ryan or something. Like,
I did.
Oh.
Also, he's hard to get a hold of these days.
Oh.
Doesn't really answer until like a week after, so that doesn't really help my cause.
I gotcha. I'm sure there's got to be like a Kickstarter for Dummies book or something.
Yeah, there's so much involved with it, and I've got books to draw and things like that, but, you know. Looking into like these third-party places that do stuff for you, but, you know, it doesn't seem like I'll make any money that way, so.
Right.
Or I lost enough money on BattleBot.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I mean, that's the most I can offer, really.
I didn't ask.
Tots and pears, you know.
Mm-hmm. I could use a little bit of that. Well, yeah, that's it. Not a lot going on. Sorry, I'm boring. I play a lot of guitar, and I draw, and I got tickets to see AC/DC this weekend.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is interesting. I fought with myself for a long time about it.
I didn't know they were still touring.
Yeah, and they probably shouldn't be.
I mean, they're not as old as the Stones or anything.
Yeah, but, I mean, 74 years old is a little too old to be singing like that.
Tell him that.
But, yeah, I wanted to go before they were dead.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I mean, I gotta assume this is gonna be the last one.
I think I saw that, unless they've already done it, I thought the church was gonna be playing there in Chicago.
You know, I'm not really interested. I saw it. I saw them with this new version. And I'm not super cool with it.
Oh.
Because it's just Steve. It's nobody else. It's not really the church.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Just not interested.
And also, you know, the more I talk to Marty, the less I want to see that band. So,
all right,
but yeah, I saw them when they were doing the Starfish recreation thing where they do the whole album, you know.
Oh, that was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, Julie went with me.
Yeah,
she said I would have gone with you to AC/DC. I was like, you fucking hate that stuff. I'm not gonna make you do that.
I'm picturing Julie banging her head.
No, she absolutely hates hard rock. She hates it.
I don't.
And I'm like, it bothers me because it's like, you hate something that I love.
Like, so, what does Julie listen to?
Does she like music? A lot of gangster rap.
Like, oh, okay.
A lot of 90s gangster rap.
Wow.
Yep.
Wouldn't have been on that one.
Yep, and a lot of, like, 90s, like, angry girl music.
That I would have bet on.
Yeah.
But I could see how that leads into Gangsta Rap from the 90s, too, though.
And she likes Prince a lot.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But that's about it.
Oh, okay. So she just stopped listening to new music and it's all 90s?
Well, I mean, I have too.
Should turn on a modern alternative radio channel.
Me?
You might find things like you like.
Sean was kind of that for me. I would listen to whatever he played, and that's how I heard new stuff.
Yeah, he showed me a bunch of new stuff back when, you know, Devil's Due days.
Yeah. Not a lot of music playing in the office these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonder what changed.
They watch a lot of TV now.
Everybody's just getting old?
Maybe, you know.
They gotta watch the programs?
Yeah. Play their video games.
Oh, that too.
Video games.
Vidya.
But, yeah, that's what I've been doing. Nothing exciting. Trying to decide when I need to go to San Diego. I think we're doing a signing there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they're getting the cast to be there.
Oh, cool.
So,
did we talk about that last time we talked? That the trailer's been released? Or did that happen in
between? Trailer's been released? No, I don't think we've been in a while.
Because, yeah, it's been about a month since we talked.
Yeah, so, yeah, the trailer just came out. They just sent me some, like, promo stuff they're planning on putting up.
Cool. So,
yeah, it's neat. It's like it's a real thing.
So, because we didn't actually name it, the Revival TV show's trailer dropped a couple weeks
ago. Yeah.
And,
you can see it on YouTube.
And then it's going to be broadcast on Sci-Fi, and then a week later on Peacock. And
well, you knew that. I just thought it was all on Peacock, so thanks.
Yeah, they're doing a delay for the internet. But they do that a lot with stuff like that, like wrestling and all that, too.
Huh.
But, and that's, I don't remember when it is. June something?
June 12th.
June 12th is when it starts airing. I've been eagerly keeping track of sales on eBay for the comics.
Oh, really? So you can sell yours?
Yeah. I gotta get in. Not that I'm predicting anything, but I wanna try to get them sold before the first episode actually airs. Just in case it's a stinker.
So you were literally betting against me.
Well, no, I'm just trying to get in that sweet spot, you know? The trailer looked really good, actually. So
I think it'll be pretty good.
I think it'll be an entertaining show, but there's that thing where if, you know, the audience doesn't quite get it or something, even if it's a good show.
True.
Then that's how a show doesn't last very long or whatever, you know? But right now it's sort of like up in the air. It could be good, it could be bad, but it's generating interest and people are buying the comics again.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because I actually saw...
That's all we wanted in the first place was people to buy it. So...
Because I saw...
We thought a TV show would be a good commercial.
Sure, that's how they sold G.I. Joe toys and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually dug out my comic copies, and after a certain point, like maybe issue 17 or something like that, I stopped opening up the packages. Like, I wasn't even taking them out to check the print copy of it or anything.
Well, I didn't look at them either.
Because I found a whole bunch of them, they're just still sealed up like they were shipped to me. I'm like, oh, okay. And I don't think I have all the trades either.
Well, that's kind of harder to do.
Like, I think I'm missing some of them. And I know I don't have that... There's like an omnibus-y thing in there.
There are four omnibuses and one compendium.
Is the compendium everything?
All yes.
47 issues?
Oh, I'm 48 shocked that they didn't send you one.
Yeah, I never did get a compendium.
Well, I know who you can blame for that.
Oh, well. It happens. Actually, I guess technically it's 48 issues because of that Chew crossover.
Yeah. Which is not in the show, by the way.
Oh, really? Did they make a show of Chew?
They tried.
I thought I vaguely remembered something about that.
Yeah, they tried.
Huh. I mean, because that's...
There's a lot of comics by people we know that started getting made. But, like, there's a whole pilot episode for Six Gun.
Well, is there really?
Yeah, we've never seen it, though.
I'll tell you this in a second. But, yeah, I know several things I've worked on have been optioned, but they've never actually been made.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff with, like, Charles Soule and Ryan Brown and that.
Yep.
Probably even other stuff. Although, I was weird one time when I came across a movie that was made after a book that I lettered.
And really?
It was just, I didn't know it was getting made into a movie. I just happened to stumble across it on, like, Amazon or something like that.
Yeah.
And I read the synopsis of it. I was like, that sounds familiar. And then I watched it. I'm like, duh, I lettered this comic book.
Well, I'm not going to wait around. My cousin who used to work for Sony asked me for if I had any other ideas. And I was like, why, yes, I do.
Well, there you go.
I don't know if they're good.
But you have.
But I have some.
I still don't know how nobody ever optioned Battlebug for like an animated thing or something.
They did.
Did they?
Yeah, I was talking to, believe it or not, Disney. That did not happen. I did sign a contract, though.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
They were
talking about, oh, it's going to be our new media thing. It's going to be, like, online or something. I'm like, okay, whatever. It never happened.
How long ago was that?
Oh, years and years ago. Mom was still alive, so.
Oh, geez, that long ago.
Yeah. Because I remember I told her about it. And I think that's where John got the impression that I was rich.
John?
Because, you know, my stepfather.
Oh, okay.
Because he was always, he thought I was rich.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he was really out for money. He was, it's like, that's why he was basically living with my mom, is he was living off of her.
Hmm. Well, at least you don't got to deal with that guy anymore.
Nope.
A week or so ago, I stumbled across something that I'm sure I watched when it came out, but I completely didn't remember. Did you ever see the Generation X pilot movie?
Oh, yeah. I saw it on TV.
Yeah, because they broadcast it on Fox.
Yeah. Oh, I saw it. I saw it. And I remember as a child going, Matt Frewer, really?
What's worse is, I mean, Matt Frewer could have been a good bad guy, but they had him acting like he was Jim Carrey in The Mask.
Yes, that's exactly what they definitely said, hey, you're the closest we could get to Jim Carrey, so be Jim Carrey.
Right, because, I mean, he's even doing, like, the little twirly dance moves and stuff. Like,
yeah.
And, I guess it sort of makes sense, because the movie came out, like, the year before that pilot was made.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it absolutely is that.
And then, you know, that movie made Bundle. It was really popular, so. But yeah, that was just such a, like, if I did see it then, I wouldn't have liked it. Now I'm just sort of like, it's not terrible. It's 90s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely a terrible X-Men related pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
They should have done something else. I don't know what else, but something else.
Yeah.
But the kid that played Mondo,
yeah,
was Zamiz.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have been able to recognize
him. Well, no. I mean, except for the voice, you couldn't even recognize Louis Gossett Jr., you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sammy's.
It was just funny, like, because he looked familiar, and I think I saw him in something else, but I wasn't recognizing him as Amis, but I looked up who he was, and I was like, oh shit, he was in Enemy Mine. All right. That's fun.
He's getting flung around by Brian Jones.
But they, yeah, I don't know, man. That was such a, like, it could have been a decent thing.
Not with Banshee dressing like that. I was like, what the fuck is he wearing? And it's like borderline bondage gear. I didn't understand why he was walking around the Xavier school like that.
I will also say that Emma Frost's costume in real life looks a little weird.
Yeah? You think?
I mean, it just doesn't, like, when you actually see somebody moving in that costume, it's like, huh, yeah, I don't know about that. Not that I want her to be in, like, the, you know, early 2000s X-Men team uniform of all black or something, but, you know.
Yeah. I remember seeing that lady in all of the soap operas at the time.
You watched a lot of soap operas at the time?
When I was a kid. Hmm. When I was a little kid. Can't help it. Your babysitters are watching them.
That's true. I remember watching Dark Shadows because I was at somebody else's house. Yeah. Say what?
Nothing.
Okay. So we got just under 7 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Do we have an email?
Do you want? I'll look for it. Email. Gmail. Okay. We had a lot of emails, so we need to get through it.
Oh, wow. Well,
we might not be able to, but we'll try. I'll start at the back.
Yeah.
Bill Duke writes, Bill Duke is sorry he missed your birthday. Remember, 50 is a van, just a van, so go on now, Crank. Go on now, Bill Duke.
Thanks, Bill Duke.
P.S. been riding around with a sack full of Hex books since the summer. Are we doing this?
You never did read them, did you?
No.
Oh. Well, if you decide you want to, I'll reread them again, and then we can talk
about it. Okay. I'll try.
All right.
Henrik from Denmark writes, Hi, Crank, Mike, and other birthday people. I want to wish Crank a happy birthday, although it's a shame. Man, this is old, isn't it? It's a shame it couldn't happen under more happy circumstances. Ignoring the American election is pretty hard over here, but I definitely feel like I overdosed this year. The result of a foreign election really shouldn't make me depressed, no matter how big of a country it is. Yep.
Agreed.
This is a few months old, but on September 22nd, it was the 20th anniversary of both Veronica Mars and Lost. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's a little wild to think that my two favorite TV shows of all time started on the same day. I didn't know that either.
I didn't remember that, no. Huh.
Also, I'm really sick of people telling me when stuff came out.
Hey, Mike.
What?
21 years ago, you recorded an album.
Okay. A Danish podcast I listen to features two former editors of the Danish Marvel comics, one of which started editing and translating in 1984, and it's quite interesting to hear the justification for some of the choices made when bringing the American comics to Denmark. I bet that is interesting.
I didn't even know. I knew there was one in England. I didn't know there were other countries that had them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's neat. I know. Well, they definitely have... Somebody was in charge for the Spanish language ones, so.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like I knew, yeah, because I've seen translated Marvel comics, but I mean, I didn't know they had like actual divisions. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah. For example, well, England was a different thing because they had their own characters. I don't know if it was like that in other countries.
Hmm.
For example, with translation, Spider-Man becomes known as Edderkoppen, the Spider. As the literal translation, but would sound goofy in Danish. Avengers also had some issues. The literal translation would be Havnern. I can't speak Danish. But that wouldn't fit with the A in their logo, so they became known as Alliansen.
Oh, the Alliance.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
In 1999, the Marvel names changed to the original American version. The Danish comics had a higher page count than the American comics. I think that's like that everywhere.
They collect, like, runs or something, don't they?
Yeah, they usually put, like, two or three. American Comics, and they only had ads on the back cover. This led to both some benefits and drawbacks. The good thing was that the editors could feature only the stories they thought were best. The drawback was that they were publishing stories faster than the U.S. could produce them, and so sometimes would just run out of material. It was also an issue with crossovers, as the Danish audience would often not know most of the heroes involved, and so big events were often skipped.
Oh. And, well, they might be better off for that sometimes.
Yeah. P.S., I also apologize for making Mike try to pronounce Danish.
Did you say that, or did he actually put that in there?
No, it's in there.
Oh, okay.
How much time we got left?
About 2.5 minutes.
One last one. John Amore writes, hi guys, I missed the weekly format, but I get it. You can't force rush quality. I hope you guys are doing well and had a good holiday break. Crank, happy belated birthday. I meant to email closer to the actual momentous event, but like kept forgetting. Look forward to what you have in mind as far as taking the show to YouTube or whatever video platform you have in mind. Mike Bickrat, congrats on Revival Show finally happening. I'm so excited for what's in store that I'll be watching the show when it comes out, just like millions and millions of quality TV enjoyers. Thanks for the optimism. Also, thanks for your kind words about my little Inktober thing last year. I appreciate it. I mean every word. You have leveled up in a way that's pretty amazing to watch. I'm keeping busy as well this year as Urban Animal has reached its in-game storyline. Wish me luck. It'll be a bittersweet to wrap up.
Good luck.
Love you guys. Take care, John Amore. Yeah, John, good luck with you. You're doing great as far as I'm concerned. I think your artwork is way better than mine.
And I want to say, thanks for all the birthday wishes from every email so far, I think.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Yeah, my birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He's old.
I am. I'll stop right there with that.
That's good, because we got like a minute.
So okay.
Just time to close and wrap up.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this week.
Yep. We'll try and figure out a format. I think this might work for a little while, but...
Stopgap.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
But yeah.
All right then. Well, we'll catch you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.